Yo,
ladies and gentlemen, we got the world famous one, unknown man of the hour, Mr. TZ. Mr. TZ, what's going on with you, man?
What it do, man?
Chilling, man. This is just a test run for the podcast, so this one's not going to be published. I just want to
absolutely
finish it. Focus nice and clear and everything. So I'm just gonna run through a few questions for like about 5 minutes. So yeah, man, just give me a rundown of how it all started for you in this good old hood hip hop world, man. Tell us about the Mr. TZ, how Mr. TZ was started.
Oh man, I started, man, watching like people like Chris Cross, man, you know what I'm saying? Jump, you know what I'm saying? That was always a big inspiration for me coming up, you know what I'm saying? They had that swag, you know what I'm saying? They was youngsters. I was a youngster too myself, so I related to that, you feel me? So,
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I always wanted to have like that so-so deaf type of appeal. Yeah. And, man, I just kept with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the homies from the areas that I was doing my little traveling around in, they was doing music too, so I kind of got caught onto it from an early age. Freestyling was big back then, you know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby and all, so freestyling was a big thing back there. I remember going to house parties and what have you, and cats be in a circle, you know what I'm saying? They smoking, they drinking, they doing whatever they doing, you know what I'm saying? But then they in a circle, and they just freestyling and stuff. And I always thought that was dope, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it was always about who has something to say. You off the head with it. You're not in your notebook or something writing something. You off the head with it. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You might be clowning on dude's shoes or, like, I mean, you might not have the freshest outfit on. And it was, like, that battle type of scene back when I remember music. So that always was a big inspiration for me. That's how it kind of started for me. You feel me?
Cool. So, How would you describe your style, the Mr. TZ style? What makes Mr. TZ style different from anybody else?
Oh man, I mean, my style is a mixture of all the people that inspire me, you know what I'm saying? Like all the people that I hear around me are, you know, you might be on the radio, you might not be, but if you make music and I get a whiff of what you're doing, that's, you know, and I am inspired by that. It's just a mixture of all that. You know what I'm saying? It's really nowhere that it came from specifically, you know what I'm saying? It's just being me and saying what's on my mind. It might be what I might want to do. It might be what I have done, or it might be something that my partners did or haven't done. So I
right,
mean, it's just,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? That's just me.
All right, cool. So when was the very first song, or what very first song you recorded?
Oh man, very first song I did, man, was a song I got from one of the homies back in the day. He was one of the homies at the time, you know what I'm saying? He was making beats and stuff with his house studio. And I used to go to homie's house and, you know, smoke a little blunt with him real quick, and he would give me access to some beats, you know, that people ain't heard yet. So one day, he played this shit for me, man. This shit was like the dopest shit that I hadn't heard. And I was like, bruh, I don't know how to do all that stuff that y'all know how to do and shit, but man, you gotta let me do something with this talk on it, or, you know, be me on it. And anyways, make a long story short, he slid me that, right? And I was at the schoolhouse, you know what I'm saying? Little shorty at the schoolhouse playing this shit on the tape deck. Man, we had a tape deck, you know what I'm saying? I got to rewind for you to hear this, boy. You know what I'm saying? You got to hear this on the tape, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I was playing this shit back, man. I had the headphones. And I'm like, man, what's up, bro? You want to make some music with me? And all these cats was throwing shade at me or something, bro. Like, I wasn't wise enough to know that, you know what I'm saying, that the people that you love, you know what I'm saying, might throw you some shade. Like, these fools didn't want to get on the beat with me. So that's kind of my first song right there, was the one I was playing for all the cats at the schoolhouse. Right. So finally, I took the beat over there, and I got my partner Melly, and I got my partner Rich. They was down for it, and we went and recorded that at that partner house that we had got the song from and shit. And that, man, I bumped that tape all the way up to the time where I moved to Seattle, Washington. I was playing for these cats on a tape when cats have CD players, but they still, oh, you got the tape deck in your shit still? Okay, check me and my partners out, man. We like 14, bro. We like 14. And
And I end up, you know what I'm saying, geeking one day, man. I left the goddamn tape in Dude tape deck. And I never got it back. And I was hollering at him because he worked with me. I was hollering. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I need that tape back. He's like, hold on. I'm going to get it back to you, bro. I'm going to get it back. He never gave it back. I'm like, he was trying to hold on to my gold, bro. He's trying to... So that's, you know, where first song came from, man. And it's funny that you asked me that, bro, because just the other day I was talking to Melly and he was like, oh, man. He was like, man, you got all kind of music now and everything. He was like, man, you remember the first song? I was like, bro, I spit his verse from him. He was weak, bro. He was laughing so hard because I still remember his verse. And I'm like, man, you can't mess with me on that first song, man. That was juice to me. I never forget, bro. We in front of this partner's house, William DeMello. We in front of his house one day, right? It's way back in the day after we had made the song. I was so juiced about that. I was doing my little street hustling, you know what I'm saying? Playing a little beat for everybody and shit, trying to get my little word of mouth, you know what I'm saying? Like these fools used to do back in the day out the trunk. You want no iTunes and go download some music. You had to get your word of mouth and out the trunk type of style, you know what I mean? So anyways, we was out in front of my boy house. We out here and we was smoking in the car and shit. We getting high and shit. One of his partners came walking from down the street, you know what I'm saying? Little white boy, little cool white boy, right? And we threw the song in for him and shit. I'll never forget this shit in my life, bro. He was like, oh, you guys are gonna make it, bro. And I was like, oh, for real, I appreciate the love, bro. He's like, oh, nah, you guys are gonna make it, bro. And that shit stuck with me, bro, from that first song. You know, that's what made me right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm still out here trying to chase that dream at home that somebody else saw with me before I saw it. You feel me?
Right on, man. That's what's up.